Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
استمع إلى بودكاست رام قوتك من قلبك برعاية رام على تطبيق أبل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو أي منصة صوتية أخرى. في هذه الرحلة نكتشف مع بعض خلال شهر رمضان الكريم شلون نكون بقمة عطائنا المعنوي، الفكري والإنساني، ونستمد من هذا الشهر الكريم مصدر قوتنا الداخلية والخارجية.
And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Monday, December 5th. I am Josh Engelman. I am joined by Adam Scher. We are brought to you by Prize Picks. And the NBA has rewarded us with an 8-game slate. I didn't know we were allowed to have those this season. These are 12 or 3. So this is pretty nice. It's going to be good to break it on down. If you guys are interested, please hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Adam, how was your weekend?
It was good. Yesterday, I completely screwed up NFL and got rewarded nicely, so it was a really good time.
I mean, the amount of times at this point now that you have screwed up entering your lineups only to aggressively succeed is really getting up there. Like, even just in the past 18 months.
Yeah. I mean, this time it was locking, like, six guys instead of two, but it was nice.
I locked the right ones.
Yeah, it got off to a good start. I was like, oh cool, I'll like, you know, 1.5x, 2x my money, and it just kept scoring.
You gotta love it. You play any NBA over the weekend?
Yeah, I played last night. Lost 50% or whatever.
Yeah, standard issue.
Yeah, didn't have enough Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I guess that guy's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Smashing this season. It's fun to see. We were talking about, somebody was like, AD, decent shot at MVP this year. I was like, no shot, basically. Yeah, but
Greg tweeted that yesterday.
Yeah, I was like, no chance, but really good nonetheless. You're going to need the Lakers to be a lot better than ass to do that. Even if they are on like a little bit of a streak, they're going to need a miracle. I don't know what they're going to do now. Like that Miles Turner, Buddy Hield, 2 picks trade, like that can't exist any longer now, right? Like the Pacers are decent. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, I would think so.
So I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, hopefully just eat Russ and keep those picks and try to do something else. I don't know. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care about the Lakers. The would be awesome. That would be awesome. What would they have to give up?
I don't know. I think he just ends up signing there.
Going to be a bit.
I thought it was like a year. 2 years.
He re-upped another year. So like he's already under for next year too for the Lakers.
Yeah, so it's like what, 2024, 2025, something like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like I mean, I think at some point in time he does that, but I think it could be like if he could somehow finagle his way there now. I just don't know what is the trade value in that sort of equation. I have no
idea. Like
a
big reason that he would want to wrap up there would involve playing with the guys that would be coming back for him.
Right. Like you can't. None of the real dudes are going. Like it's Caris LeVert coming back for salary, and I don't know where else. Kevin Love probably. But it's just weird. Obviously, it's just impossible, and that's why we don't have to really talk about it. I mean, he literally cannot be traded this year, so it's a moot point to begin with. 8 games, fun slate. 2 at 7, 2 at 7:30, 2 at 8. Like it's a really smooth start. We have a normal balanced slate for the first time in, I can't even remember how long it's been since we've just had something functional like this. This is sort of the way that I would want it to be every day. Are you ready to just break this bad boy down?
Yeah.
All righty. We'll talk about Prize Picks in a bit, but again, make sure you're hitting that like button to start us off. This one's not all that fun to talk about. The Los Angeles Clippers are 2.5-point favorites in Charlotte, 217 total. Complicating factor here, Paul George, questionable. Kawhi Leonard, questionable. Luke Kennard, questionable. Norm Powell is out, so luckily we get that information. I think the easiest thing to say here is, if Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Luke Kennard are in, I assume I'm not playing anything from the Clippers. What do you see if you look at these guys? What do those injuries really mean to you? I have no idea what these guys are going to do today.
Yeah, same here. I think I'm on the same page. If they're in, it's just not going to be a spot that I really want to get to. Paul George is still relatively expensive. Zubat's salary has come up a little bit. Obviously, he's got a massive ceiling and he's, you know, had some really big games. But if you're bringing back George and you're bringing back Leonard, one, that can cut into Zubat's production a bit. And then also it makes the minutes a little bit riskier because you can get, you know, different versions of a closing lineup potentially. Not to say that he wouldn't close, but they just, you know, have more alternatives. So he's a little bit riskier. If those guys are out though, I do still like that $6,600 price tag. The whole team, you know, really just starts to look better if they're both out. But if they're in, I think it's not really appealing.
Yeah. If they are in and there's nothing weird, like, and their closing lineup can just play as what they want it to be, I don't think Zubats is closing any longer. I think they're going to that Marcus Morris five out Kawhi Paul George type lineup. And that is really, at that point in time, that completely nerfs him.
Yeah. I think the projection for Zubats playing time probably goes from like 32 to like 26 or something.
Yeah, I have him in for 28 right now, but this is very placeholdery because I just don't know what to do with this team. Sure. I have no concept if Paul George is on a minutes limit. Obvious, I can't even say obvious with this team, but like we already saw Kawhi come back and like not play real minutes to begin with. I don't really expect him to be playing like anywhere north of 24 today. The only thing that's really interesting to me is Paul George is 8,400 on FanDuel, shooting guard, small forward. It's a lower body injury, so I don't think he's just going to fly into like 36 minutes, but 8,400 is a price tag that would be appealing for Paul George in this spot.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's much easier to get there and just, you know, sort of hope for the best on FanDuel than it is on DraftKings.
Yeah. Otherwise, the highest owned guy on the DK side is 3.3% owned Marcus Morris at 5,500. I don't care. It's a great spot going up against Charlotte, but 217 total is the lowest on today's slate by like a couple points. It's just gross for the Clippers. We have no idea what they're going to do. Their rotation could be just about anything.
Agreed.
Charlotte's side, though, their rotation is not just about anything. They play 9 guys every night, basically, and they play their starters really big minutes. All of these guys, to me, look really interesting, including Terry Rozier, who was very highly ranked in my contenders videos. Rozier, Oubre, Washington, Plumlee, all about 15% owned on DraftKings. That's the same story on FanDuel, although Rozier gets up to 30% because he's only 7,100 today. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's playing 38 minutes a night in competitive matchups, probably 40, 41, something along those lines. I didn't think that I would say this, but I love getting to the Charlotte Hornets today.
Yeah, they look really good. You know, like you said, they're playing heavy minutes. They're still very shorthanded with no Hayward, no Ball, no Dennis Smith Jr., amongst other guys. So you get Terry Rozier, who has averaged about a fantasy point per minute without Hayward or Ball on the floor this year. But that fantasy point per minute is also on a 48% true shooting percentage. So you could certainly see that come up. The opportunities for more production are there. 29.2% usage rate and a 23% assist percentage. Those both look really good. You should get 36 plus minutes from him. Kelly Oubre also at a fantasy point per minute without those two on the floor. 27.5% usage rate. Doesn't do a lot in the way of peripherals, but he's going to come out there and shoot a lot, likely to give you 34 plus. He played 39 last game. Obviously not going to project that, but nice to know that it's on the table. So both of those guys are going to look good. PJ Washington's been playing more minutes recently. As long as he can avoid foul trouble, you're likely getting around 34 minutes or so from him. He's at 0.9 DraftKings points per minute without Hayward or Ball. McDaniels is at 0.84. He's probably playing low 30s. Plumlee's over a fantasy point per minute, likely giving you around 30. This whole team, the starters at least look good. Beyond that, you know, you have Nick Richards as the backup center. He's productive enough when he's on the floor, but, you know, obviously you're only expecting around 18 minutes or so from him. Teo Maledon's gotten a little bit more expensive, only played 18 minutes last game, but I think the 5 starters at the very least look very, very good.
Yeah, $4,800 Maledon or 51 on FanDuel is pretty tough sell on a day like today. But yeah, the start, I don't know how you really don't work in all of the starters. And Jalen McDaniels, 4,700 on FanDuel, is pulling that same sort of teens ownership as everybody else.
Nick Richards is pulling double-digit ownership on DraftKings as well at 3,600.
Yeah, that is a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those spots where if you give him 18 minutes and you give Plumlee 30, he's going to project reasonably well for the salary. And then if for some reason he finds more minutes, then great.
He is the Andre Drummond of the Charlotte Hornets. We've got a lot of those guys nowadays. But they all look good. If you had to choose a priority from the Hornets, is that Rozier?
Yes, but I think they're all pretty similar.
Okay. And the real interesting part is Clippers only 2.5-point favorites in Charlotte. Like, in theory, this should be a relatively competitive game. And if it's competitive, then you might get massive minutes out of Oubre, out of Rozier, out of these starters. So that's really what I'm interested in.
Yeah, you're pretty much just looking to avoid foul trouble and blowouts.
Yep. Anything else for the Hornets?
No, I think it's a pretty easy team to talk about.
It really is. They are like the literal opposite of the Clippers.
Yeah.
This one's not as easy to talk about, I guess. The Milwaukee Bucks are 9.5-point favorites in Orlando. We've got a Q tag on Grayson Allen for right plantar fascia soreness and a Q tag on Brooke Lopez for rest. He also had that same Q tag for rest on Saturday, but played even though Middleton, Drew, and Giannis didn't. On the surface, it just feels like you don't play Brooke Lopez here, particularly in Orlando, because these Lopez twins just love going to Disney. So he might just want to go hang out at the park for the day. I have him in for right now. It's a trickle-down effect that like legitimately matters. Allen, to a lesser extent, matters. I find Milwaukee very uninteresting other than Giannis and Drew, until we get the Brooke Lopez news.
Yeah, the Lopez news obviously matters. It would likely move Bobby Portis into the starting lineup and give him more minutes. He's 6,800, so it's not like he's free, but he would end up looking pretty good if he's starting. But yeah, you know, Giannis, obviously you're always happy if you can get to him. Drew, I think, is still very reasonably priced at 7,400. He would be underpriced if Middleton weren't playing, but with Middleton back, I think it's more of like a neutral price tag on Drew, but still should be around a 1 to 1.1 fantasy point per minute guy. Should be playing around 35 minutes, so I think Holiday is the easiest guy to get to at 7,400.
Port is 6,100 on FanDuel, power forward center. That will look pretty appealing if we end up seeing Lopez out. Honestly, 6,100 for Bobby Portis, like, I don't really hate that price tag, even if Brooke Lopez is in. He's not like a volume guy that you're getting to. He's unowned and generally should be. But the moment Lopez comes out, that starts to look a lot better. I went to 30 minutes on Middleton. He's 7,200 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. I think he's still just essentially irrelevant, but to see him play 26.5 in that first game back, like, I think he's going to be getting back to his normal minutes sooner than later.
Agreed.
Okay. Let's say Grayson Allen is out for today. Is that opening up anybody that you're interested in? Is that, are we trying to get to like Pat Connaughton at 3,200?
I assume it would just be Javon Carter moving back into the starting lineup, playing like 24 minutes. Pat Connaughton probably gives you, you know, 20-ish or low 20s off the bench. You could roll the dice on Connaughton, but I still wouldn't feel overly confident in it. If he's starting, I think it's different because that would suggest that like he's going to get more minutes. But yeah, Assuming that they go Javon Carter starting and then you're just thinking Connaughton probably plays a few more minutes off the bench, but may or may not, like, he's still a risky play, but there's some potential value there.
Okay. Yeah, tough team to like really want to squeeze anything out of at this point. It's really just easier to say, play some Giannis, play some Drew Holiday, and then don't really worry about it.
Yeah.
On the Orlando side, oh my God. Okay, so still no Suggs, Carter Jr., Gary Harris, Chuma Okeke, John Isaac, Mo Bamba questionable once again. I left Bamba out this time, so he should surely be projected as in now that I'm doing that. But if you're going to be questionable every single day and continue to not play, I'm not putting you in until you actually do come back or we get word that you're coming back, which means that I'm going to project this team the same way that we've projected them for the past two games with no Gary Harris. And that means they're like sort of interesting. And depending on the site, it gets problematic. There's not a lot of ownership coming in on the DraftKings side. Paolo Banchero at 7,600 is 8.5% owned. That is the high mark. But on FanDuel, Banchero gets to 10. Markel Fultz at 4,800 gets to 17. Mo Wagner is 4,300 and power forward eligible. He gets to 15. I jammed the hell out of him on Saturday. Did not work out the same way as the 35.5 minutes he got on Friday. But I like him quite a bit at 4,300, assuming we're getting the same starting lineup. Where are you looking for Orlando? Weird team today.
Yeah, obviously the Bamba news matters with respect to Mo Wagner, but I do like going back there if he's starting. He's 4,800 on DraftKings, also has power forward eligibility there. Those 35 and a half minutes he played were really surprising. I thought he was a pretty good play, projecting him for 26 to 28 minutes in that game, and then he just played a hell of a lot more. No guarantee that he gets those again, but you know, you can't take too much away from Saturday's game where none of the main guys played in the fourth quarter. You did get a pretty, you know, appealing rotation up until that point, basically 6 minutes to open the game for Wagner. Then he closed the first half for 2.5 minutes, played another 6 minutes to open the second quarter, didn't close the first half. But you know, you were tracking to at least be getting upper 20s in minutes from him again. He's a pretty good point per minute guy. So if he's starting, I think he's pretty interesting. Banchero's price tag keeps falling. He's down to 7,600. I think that's a lot more reasonable than we'd seen recently. Overall this year, 1.07 DraftKings points per minute. I wouldn't call him a priority, but I do think he's going to be a little bit easier to get to today than he has been on other slates recently. Outside of that, there's not much that I find that interesting on DraftKings. You know, Markelle Fultz should be seeing his minutes ramp up, you know, progressively. He got up to 19 minutes last game, probably plays into the low 20s here, but at 5,300, I'm still not super interested in that. Cole Anthony's 5,700. He's been playing a few minutes per game more than Fultz. Still not a price tag that I'm really in love with unless he were to move into the starting lineup. And, you know, that would suggest that he's going to get more minutes. But assuming he's coming off the bench, I'm expecting, you know, mid-20s. And so it's probably not going to be enough for me to get there.
استمع إلى بودكاست رام قوتك من قلبك برعاية رام على تطبيق أبل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو أي منصة صوتية أخرى. في هذه الرحلة نكتشف مع بعض خلال شهر رمضان الكريم شلون نكون بقمة عطائنا المعنوي، الفكري والإنساني، ونستمد من هذا الشهر الكريم مصدر قوتنا الداخلية والخارجية.
Let's talk minutes quickly. I went to 28 on Fultz. We saw him play the 29 and a half on Friday. So like functionally speaking, he can do that. I just don't have a concept of what they actually want this closing lineup to be.
Yeah, I actually missed. Yeah, I missed that he played the 30 on Friday. So yeah, that does make him look a lot better. But
okay,
I think the closing lineup is probably Fultz, Anthony, Banchero, Franz Wagner, and one of Bol Bol or Mo Wagner.
Okay, we're on the same page there. So I gave Fultz 28 minutes. I gave Anthony 28 minutes. I have Bol Bol at 28 minutes. And I have Mo Wagner at 28 minutes. I don't really feel comfortable with like any of those numbers, but you kind of run out of minutes to give out unless you just want to start handing them out to Caleb Houston and Kevon Harris and all those other guys. Like somebody's got to close these games. Obviously, yeah, Franz Wagner and Paolo are easy.
You're going to get some games where those guys play more than the 28, 29 minutes, but on average, I think you see a lot of them kind of just settled in there.
Yeah. So Mo Wagner is the guy I'm getting to the most.
What'd you say?
Mo Wagner is the guy I'm getting to the most because of those 28 minutes at 43.
Yeah, I'll say, and then it's probably like 32 for Franz, 34-ish for Banchero.
That's exactly what I have in here. So perfect. I don't really care about the rest of the guys, Ross, Houston, Harris, Schofield. None of those guys matter.
No, the only guys that I think really have any merit are the two Wagners, Fultz, Banchero, Anthony, and Bol.
Okay. And on the off chance that it happens, Mo Bamba, 6K on DraftKings, 5,200 on FanDuel. 5,200 on FanDuel price is probably going to be at least mildly interesting if he comes back in and starts, but I just hope he's out. It's a lot easier to just handle Orlando if we don't have to deal with it.
Agreed. So if he's in, you're just assuming Mo Wagner is the backup center, right?
Yeah. I think they're splitting probably not splitting, but can split 48 right. Minutes. Probably more like 44. But I don't know. That I haven't dug into either, so I have no idea. But surely since I don't have him in, that idiot is absolutely playing. It's how life works, man. I like Orlando. I don't like the fact that Charlotte and Orlando are the two more interesting teams to start the 7 o'clock games in comparison to the Clippers and Milwaukee, but whatever. Always good rostering garbage.
At least we get OKC next.
We do get OKC next. And they're in an interesting matchup. Before we get to the OKC Atlanta game, let's talk schedule for the rest of the day. Coming up after this, well, quite a bit after this, at least at 2 p.m. Eastern time, you get the NHL strategy show. At 3 o'clock, you get the No House Advantage NFL show. 3:30 gives you the No House Advantage NBA show. Adam will be back at 5 o'clock for the deeper dive. Live Before Lock will then take you at 6 o'clock up until 7 o'clock. And then NFL Sunday Night Football, sorry, NFL Monday Night Football, going from 7:15 until 8:15, taking you all the way up to lock. You see the content schedule on the screen, just in case you didn't want to listen to me and you wanted to read it instead. Wouldn't blame you there at all. Oklahoma City Thunder. They have nobody on the injury report that really matters for today. And this is going to sound ridiculous, but they kind of have created a rotation now. It's not as complicated as it seems like it had been like a couple weeks ago. They're pretty firmly in the 10-man rotation mix. Every once in a while, you sneak somebody in for a couple extra minutes, but we kind of know what they're doing. We're seeing Jeremiah Robinson Earl's minutes slowly ramp up. We know the minutes on Shea, on Giddey, on Dort, on Jalen Williams. Poku's minutes are pretty standard depending on the day. It's become Kenrich Williams, Trey Mann, Usman Jang, and Darius Bazley. That said, no one in double digits in ownership for OKC on the DraftKings side. Only Shea gets there on FanDuel, which is completely warranted. I don't mind getting to Shea. I kind of like Jeremiah Robinson Earl at 4,300, but there's still no priorities for OKC.
Yeah, that's how I see it as well. Clearly, Shea looks good. He is up to 10-3 on DraftKings, but should give you 35, 36 minutes, averages around 1.4 fantasy points per minute. Clearly going to be happy if you get there. Robinson Earl, like you said, we've seen his playing time be good recently. That can obviously change at any given time. There have been several times this year where we've said, oh, I think we can kind of start to, we know what OKC is doing, and then they just change it up. I'm sure that's going to happen at some point in the near future as well. But we have seen Robinson Earl, when he starts, playing big minutes. Poku is kind of always just going to be interesting in tournaments because you can't rely on the minutes at this point. But those games where he does get 28 to 30, he's going to be underpriced. It's just a matter of it's just going to happen at random times and you can't really predict it. But, you know, taking some shots on him at relatively low ownership is fine. And then Giddey, you know, should give you around 32, 33 minutes. He's about a fantasy point per minute guy. His price tags come up a little bit. I don't think he looks that great here. But yeah, it's kind of SGA, Robinson Earl, Poku, Giddey, Dort, the five starters, assuming those are the five starters. Any of them are fine. None of them look great. Outside of that, I don't really like anything.
I thought we were getting a Poku game on Saturday. Like, it, I didn't really have any. And the moment the game started, he like immediately had 4 points and four boards. I was like, oh, here we go. Yeah. He's going to play 30 minutes and have 60 fantasy points. Calm down a little bit. But he immediately filtered to the top.
He's basically just the same play as Jalen Smith at this point.
Yeah, that's a pretty good comp. I got to a little bit of Shea on FanDuel, same as the ownership. I got to a little bit of Jeremiah Robinson Earl, where he is a little bit more expensive, but that extra cost buys you the power forward spot too, so that helps. Also, I don't think he ever plays power forward on.
Agree with SMP. There's no chance that you can say they're running a 10-man rotation and then not run 14 today.
Oh yeah, that is going to go right along with Mo Bamba plan.
Yep,
it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Well, let's go to the Atlanta Hawks. No DeAndre Hunter still, and that's going to be it for a bit. John Collins out for an even longer bit. No Trent Forrest or Justin Holiday. And I assume Trae Young wants to play today and he's not going to like fist fight Nate McMillan in the back. You did call that. You called this. I don't know if you said it on the show or that was just in our DMs. Okay. Little strife going on in the locker room here. So I think what we're learning here, right? Like Trae Young's just an asshole, right?
I mean, I haven't read anything about what happened.
I mean, it had something to do with like a sore shoulder and coming out for shoot around and whatever. But I mean, he ran the last coach out of town. He doesn't like the current coach. It's literally his team. Like none, like there's never been a situation where they were trying to get the ball out of his hands or making him do something else. Like he dominates everything. I don't exactly know what more this dude is looking for at this point. I think he wanted DeJounte Murray. So I don't know. To me, I think he's just kind of a dick.
Entirely possible.
Yeah. Not that I begrudge him that. I can relate. That said, there's a lot of value here. So let's start with the first part. Starting lineup, most likely to you, Murray, Young, AJ Griffin, Jalen Johnson, Clint Capella?
Yes.
Okay. With Jarrett Culver and Bogdan Bogdanovich as like the next two guys. Obviously, Okongwu is just, it goes without saying that he's the backup to Capella. In theory, Bogdanovich could start. Like, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Yeah. I think he's just going to continue to be limited.
Culver could also start. I'm just guessing it's Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be more expecting Culver to start at the three over AJ Griffin before Johnson.
They used him at the four the game Collins got hurt.
Interesting. Okay.
Johnson was out also, but.
Interesting. Okay. Good to know. Let's start with the two main guys, Murray, Trae Young. I think they both look really good. I'm a little surprised to see Murray at 4.5% on DraftKings, just given what is out for Atlanta. Similarly, we've got Trae Young at 19% owned there. It's a 2-to-1 relationship on FanDuel too. It makes me like DeJounte Murray more than Trae Young because of the ownership, but I think both guys look fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I like Trae Young more. He's the better fantasy producer, 1.32 DraftKings points per minute compared to 1.16 this year. But I do agree that he's not four times as likely to outscore DeJounte Murray. So from an ownership standpoint, you know, if you're looking for a contrarian play in tournaments, I do think the math works out there where DeJounte Murray makes sense. But I also would just expect to have more Trae Young because I do think he projects better and he's only $200 more expensive.
Yeah. On FanDuel, Trae is 9,700 point guard eligible. DeJounte Murray is 9K point guard shooting guard at half the ownership. I want to get to both. I'm still getting to the field on Trae Young on the FanDuel side, but I'm going to be well over the 9% mark on DeJounte Murray with these guys out. I just find it fascinating. Clint Capella's minutes slowly creeping up a little bit. He's been like pretty firm around that 30 mark. It still makes me nervous. So I went 29-19, but he's 25% owned on DK, 37% owned on FanDuel, where he's 6,200. And I'm getting over that mark too, even at 29 minutes. I mean, Capella here against OKC, that stands out.
Yeah, that's a lot of ownership, but it's also a really favorable price tag at 6,400. He's been 6,400 at times this year where you're expecting him to play like 25, 26 minutes. And it's like, well, he's still got a high enough ceiling that he's interesting. Now that, you know, we are seeing that 29, 30 minute outcome a lot more frequently, it does make him look better. He's about a 1.15 DraftKings point per minute guy for the season. I think that he just looks good.
Yeah, we're on the same page. Oklahoma City, by the way, 29th in defensive rebounding. They're middle of the pack from an offensive rebounding perspective, but Capella could just swallow up 20 boards here, and it's not going to even, you won't even bat an eye at it.
A lot of putbacks.
Yeah. That said, like Okongwu, 4,100, 4,500, don't play them together. Probably don't play Okongwu on FanDuel at 4,500, but you know what the path is here. If Capella's in foul trouble, Okongwu's just going to play every other minute.
Yeah, Okongwu is basically Nick Richards with less ownership, but he's a little bit more expensive.
Yep. Do you prefer AJ Griffin, who is 5K and only 4% owned, or Jalen Johnson, who is 3,700, it's as if they didn't know what was happening here, right, and 29% owned?
Jalen Johnson, but it's like the Young and Murray thing, where, I mean, obviously you can also just play them together, but the value that you're getting on Jalen Johnson, assuming he starts, is just too much to pass up. I can't say I like a 5K AJ Griffin more, but there is also a big ownership gap there, and Griffin maybe not getting quite as much as he should. For the season, AJ Griffin at 0.84 DraftKings points per minute, Jalen Johnson at 0.83. You should get similar playing time. One of them is just, you know, 60% cost of the other.
Yeah, AJ Griffin is 4,400 on FanDuel, small forward. Jalen Johnson is 4K, small forward. It's a 30-to-10 relationship in ownership, but I greatly prefer Jalen Johnson here just because if AJ Griffin is starting, I think Jalen Johnson scales better because he's not really a usage guy to begin with, where AJ Griffin wants to take those shots. He's just going to take a lot less of them when he's starting with Trae Young and with DeJounte Murray, whereas I think Jalen Johnson fits this mold a little bit better. That said, I just want to get to both of them. They're small forward value plays on FanDuel that look great. Like, it's just Atlanta in a pace up spot against OKC, missing multiple starters. Fantastic.
Yeah, and to your point, 160 minutes this season alongside Trae Young for AJ Griffin, 0.65 DraftKings points per minute.
Yeah, something to be aware of there.
Jalen Johnson, 0.52.
Yep, not great either. No. Nobody is, honestly. I mean, We've had the conversation, or you and I had the conversation, where Trae Young's usage rate with Collins off also essentially is DeJounte Murray fully off just by default. And he's got like a 50% usage rate when DeJounte Murray's not out there. So it's hard for anybody to get any sort of fantasy points per minute when no one else gets to shoot.
Yeah, it's basically from a rates standpoint, it's like being on the floor with Luka.
Bogdan Bogdanovich, we have projected for 23% ownership on FanDuel, 4K shooting guard, small forward. That's impossible, right? Unless he gets named a starter.
I think so. I mean, he played like 22 and change last game. If he gets to 24, 25, you could see him be viable. But I'm not too excited about it. Because the thing is, too, he's going to be on the floor. Every minute he's on the floor, you're going to have at least one of Murray or Young also.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I'm not going to chase that ownership at all. He would have to be in the starting lineup for me to even be mildly intrigued. It has begun. Kenrich Williams listed as out for today. We didn't even get done this game and the Oklahoma City bullshit has already started. How's that possible? Oh, they run a pretty firm 10-man rotation. I didn't even get done this game yet, and they've already been like, not so fast. That shouldn't matter, but it probably will matter.
Now they'll call
way.
Up the other Jalen Williams from the G League.
I assume Aaron Wiggins just takes those minutes.
Yeah.
Do we have anything that we can say here about Culver? 4,200 on DraftKings, 4,500 on FanDuel. I gave him 24 minutes like a standard issue bench dude.
Yeah, that's my expectation. I do think it's another situation where like he shouldn't be 129th the ownership of Jalen Johnson. You're just right. Going to have enough volatility in the rotation where Culver finds ways onto the floor often enough that he's underowned, but also he's not going to project as well because you just can't give him as many minutes.
Great spot again. That's a couple games in a row now where we have one team that is like definitively very interesting. Anything else for Atlanta?
Nope.
This one's less interesting, but could be more interesting. The Boston Celtics are basically in a pick'em against the Toronto Raptors, 227 total. We have probably a Q-tag on Marcus Smart. They played yesterday, by the way. Smart did not play. Robert Williams still out.
استمع إلى بودكاست رام قوتك من قلبك برعاية رام على تطبيق أبل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو أي منصة صوتية أخرى. في هذه الرحلة نكتشف مع بعض خلال شهر رمضان الكريم شلون نكون بقمة عطائنا المعنوي، الفكري والإنساني، ونستمد من هذا الشهر الكريم مصدر قوتنا الداخلية والخارجية.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Al Horford on a back-to-back, I have just taken out of the lineup. My assumption is that Al Horford is just not going to be playing back-to-back, so I have removed him. But I do have Smart in. But that could be an interesting trickle-down if Marcus Smart is also out. Jaylen Brown's price continues to be in the mid-eights and, to me, continues to be the most interesting Boston Celtic. But how do you want to handle Boston today? We saw Malcolm Brogdon play 32 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, that was, you know, obviously good to see with Smart out. Do we have a status on him yet?
We don't have a status on anybody.
Well, I know we didn't have an injury report. I didn't know if it had been announced that, like, he was out or not.
I haven't seen anything.
Okay. Yeah, so, like, that obviously is going to play a big role as far as the backcourt goes. But Boston, like, for now, assuming that Smart's in, Boston's kind of just what they have been for a while. Jaylen Brown looks a little bit underpriced at 8,400. Shooting guard, small forward on DraftKings, getting 14% ownership. That looks good. If you can get to Jason Tatum, great. He's very similar to SGA for me, where you're always going to feel good about getting him into lineups, but he's also probably priced about where he should be. Another guy that gets around 1.4 DraftKings points per minute, plays around 37 minutes per game. Brogdon, not really interested if Smart is in. Smart at 6,100 is fine, but nothing to write home about. So really, I think it's Jaylen Brown and then a step back for everything else.
What if we get no Smart, no Horford, no Brogdon?
No Smart, no Horford. No Smart, no Horford. What?
My bad. No Smart, no Horford, no Brogdon. Like, I think it's very safe to assume that Al Horford is not playing today.
Yeah, I agree.
If Smart stays out and then coming off of a 32-minute game, Malcolm Brogdon is not playing a back-to-back, that would not surprise me either. It's a lot of minutes to go around. Are we, like, do we get to a Peyton Pritchard here?
I think if those guys were all out, then there's minutes for Pritchard. Like Derek White would obviously look better at 4,900 as well.
Yeah.
But I would think at 3K, Pritchard's probably pulling at least like 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, there's this could get pretty interesting for Boston if this breaks the correct way. Just very hard to talk about right now. But once we start seeing an injury report, we'll be able to look a little deeper. I don't have anything else for the Celtics.
Me neither.
For the Toronto Raptors, we kind of know what's going on here. No Precious Achiuwa, no Otto Porter. Doubtful tag on Juancho Hernangómez. We're getting ownership. 10% to Van Vliet, 17 to Pascal Siakam, 12 to Scotty Barnes. Those guys look pretty similar on the FanDuel side, although Van Vliet's price is a little inflated. I wouldn't mind getting to OG Anunoby, and he's not really getting any ownership. How are you managing Toronto here? Does the Juancho news even matter to you?
Not too much. I think that Siakam power forward eligible at 9,500 still looks good here. You know, you're seeing the playing time just trend up, and we should be getting him back to just playing normal minutes, I think. So that's good. And being power forward eligible on DraftKings is really nice. In the last game, he played 30 and a half minutes again. You lost about 4.5 minutes to garbage time. So, you know, maybe not getting the 38, 39 minutes today, but certainly could. And if this game's competitive, I expect to at least get 36-ish from him. So I like him at 9,500. I think Barnes at 7,100 looks pretty decent. We saw 37 minutes from him 2 games ago, 33 last game, and lost about 4 to garbage time. So I think that price tag is just a little bit less expensive than it should be. Van Vliet, 7,200 looks fine as well. He's playing a lot. He's averaged about a fantasy point per minute in the games that he's played with Siakam this year, but I do think it's possible that comes up a bit just because that was with like a 17% usage rate. I think it's likely that he kind of balances out around 20% somewhere like halfway between this year and last year. So I think Van Vliet looks fine. Barnes and Siakam look pretty good. Outside of that, I don't really have much interest.
I don't know if you said it, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you have any interest in the $4,700 Trent? Price is starting to get to a point where like he could just shoot his way into, 30 minutes in a day.
Yeah, it's okay, I guess. It's kind of like okay. Caris LeVert has been recently for Cleveland. He's
yeah, fair.
Probably going to find his way into most closing lineups over Christian Coloco. It's fine. I'm not confident in it, but he's going to have some games where he pays it off.
Like, he's 6K on FanDuel. I wouldn't sniff that at all. But at 4,700, it starts to get, like, a little curious.
Yeah, I expect that you're getting like 26 to 30 minutes in most games from him.
I gave him 28, so that one works. Anything else for Toronto?
No.
Now would be the time that we talk about Prize Picks, presenting sponsor of this show. There is a link in the description of the video. If you click it, head on over to Prize Picks, make a deposit. They will match that deposit up to $100. It's a great way to start a bankroll. Man, that picture of Tom Brady when you pull up Prize Picks, he's just a real creepy looking dude now. It doesn't look at all like he used to. It's like somebody had to like create him in CGI from memory. It's even the hair is weird. Anyway, that's not the point of you guys signing up at Prize Picks. The point is to take player props. You take over-unders. Put together 5-on-1 card and add up to 10x your entry fee. Put together 6, get up to 25x. And you can do it across sports. They've got NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, soccer. You could do tennis, highlight, disc golf shows up from time to time. It all looks good. What I'm going to do is hit Adam with a couple points props for today. We'll see if there's anybody out there that's super relevant for what we've got going on. How about Terry Rozier? Over under 22.5 real points.
Push. We have him at like 21.9.
Okay. I got him as a slight over, but I think that I'm probably a little bit higher on Terry Rozier for today. So that works for me. How about Nate McMillan's favorite player, Trae Young, 27.5.
Over.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I have it by quite a bit. I got him over 30. So.
Same.
Go if you want to get it now before it changes. That would be my recommendation. Let's do one more. We'll go back to the Orlando Magic here. 18.5 for Paolo Banchero.
I like the over. We have him at 20.8, and that's only in 33 minutes.
I have the over by quite a bit too. I'm probably a little lofty on him right now, but to get over 18.5, given the way that team looks, like somebody's got to be shooting, and he seems to be the guy that chooses to do that first. So. Give me a little bit of over on Paolo Banchero. But that's Prize Picks, everybody. Check them out. Again, link in the description. $100 instant match deposit bonus. So good stuff there. This one we basically can't talk about right now outside of one dude. The Philadelphia 76ers are 7-point favorites in Houston, 220 total. Q tag on James Harden for today. Q tag on George Niang as well. Still no Tyrese Maxey. If Harden is back, that completely nerfs Shake Milton. You can remove him from any sort of player pool that you want. I assume it makes Tobias Harris look awful. I think DeAnthony Melton sort of just stays the same, which is just uninteresting. If you still want to go to Joel Embiid, by all means, you know, he's just always going to be Joel Embiid. What do you want to do here if Harden is back?
I think it's pretty much just Harden and Embiid for me if he's back. Like, I lose a lot of interest in Melton, Harris, just because, you know, clearly you're going to have the ball in Harden's hands a lot, and then also Embiid's still going to do his thing. So I think those two are the ones that I'm really interested in. But also Embiid is priced up from Harden being out. So you're still talking about, obviously, a really, really good option, but probably a little bit overpriced for Harden to be back. Harden at 9K is interesting. Do you expect him to be limited?
I gave him 30 minutes. This is just another one of those times where because it's a lower body injury, because he has chronic lower body injuries at this time, I would just be, and especially with how long he's been out, how established Shake's been, they just don't have to throw him in there for 36 minutes against Houston.
Yeah, I agree.
So I gave him 30. I mean, that's,
like, if you get word that like Harden's minutes are just going to be monitored or he's not on any sort of a hard restriction, then I like him at 9K. I think that's too cheap of a price tag. But assuming that he is going to play at least a little bit less than normal, I'm not that interested, and especially if he's going to get 15% ownership. I'm guessing that kind of changes because, like, right now we only have him projected for 43 DraftKings points, so it looks like we're projecting him to be limited, but then we also in ownership are not projecting him to be limited. So I think you probably see that balance out, but you know, information on his playing time, if we get it, it's going to be really important.
I'm way lower than that 42 projection because I went to 30 minutes. So I would be, if he's pulling ownership, I'm more likely to just hope that he's limited and let everybody else eat that ownership with the expectation. Like, if Harden feels like he got his spinach because he got to go to Houston strip clubs tonight, like, by all means, I hope, you know, everybody enjoys that. But if I'm getting to anybody here, it's probably Embiid. And even then, I don't think it's going to be with a lot of interest. It's a shame too, because a matchup against Houston is usually awesome. Not today. And okay, let's assume if James Harden isn't playing today, does anything really change for you? I don't think that anybody looks like exceptional.
I mean, I'd go back to Shake Milton. He's 6,800. He should play a million minutes if Harden is out. Melton would look a little bit better as well. So would Harris. Embiid would look better. So it doesn't, at this point, it doesn't make, you know, the whole team look like priorities like they used to, just because the prices have come up. But I would certainly be happier getting to Shake Milton if Harden is out. I would certainly be happier getting to DeAndre Melton or DeAnthony Melton if he's out.
Oh, wow. Baker Mayfield getting the axe from the Panthers.
Oh, wow.
To the Niners, you think?
That would be great for me because I have a lot of him in best ball.
Hmm. I think it's probably essential for him to be on a roster, right?
You mean for my basketball teams?
Yeah.
It's made no difference this year.
That's very true. Because dude just doesn't play. Roster, yeah. No roster.
Yeah, two of my highest owned quarterbacks are Carson Wentz and Baker Mayfield, so that's been helpful.
Did you draft him thinking, I'm going to win the best ball tournament because Baker Mayfield is going to be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers in the final week of the regular season to ship this shit?
Yeah, it actually is going to work out perfectly because I drafted a lot of Christian McCaffrey with him.
There you go. Hilarious, though. Let's go to the Houston side. This one's pretty easy. We get Eric Gordon back. He sat for rest on Saturday on the back end of a back-to-back. Still no Jayshon Tate, although he could be back this week. It's the starters and nobody else. There's no real ownership coming in. I prefer Jalen Green on FanDuel at 6,400, but Green, Porter, Jabari Smith, Şengün, I think you can kind of just pick and choose. Eric Gordon's 3,900, which caught my eye when I first looked at it until I realized how bad he is. And I was like, oh yeah, that's what his price should be.
Yeah, he has not been good. He's giving you, you know, 28 to 30 minutes in most games, but certainly hasn't been overly productive. But yeah, Houston, you know, their starters, I think, all just look fine, particularly Şengün, Green, Porter. Their price tags have started to drop a little bit. Şengün at only 6K is really interesting to me. Green and Porter, you know, I think both look good as well. We've seen the assist numbers for both of those guys come up a bit recently. And then I think it's like a step back to Jabari Smith and Eric Gordon.
Yeah, it's just it's a hard team to talk about here. You get flyers on some of these guys, but there's not a single priority on Houston. I got the 7% Jalen Green. That's the most I got of anything.
I mean, if Şengün can avoid foul trouble, I really like that price tag, but that's a huge if.
Yeah, that's good luck. Yeah. He's facing the one guy that you don't want to face if you have to avoid foul trouble.
Yep.
I got nothing else for Houston.
Me neither.
Okay. Tyler Hero, Max Strus, Haywood Highsmith, and Duncan Robinson are all probable. Jimmy Butler's questionable. Gabe Vincent's questionable. Dwayne Dedmon's questionable. Jovic, Jamal Kane, and Drew Smith are in the G League. Oladipo and Yurtseven are still out. I'm just projecting this
on the injury report.
I can't with this team. And it's I assume that we're just getting like the same shit we got on Friday. Like everybody that's around is just going to play. I'm fascinated by the Haywood Highsmith minutes and the Max Strus minutes and the Caleb Martin minutes from Friday. I don't really know how much to read into all of this. I had a lot of trouble finding minutes for Haywood Highsmith here because Kyle Lowry's playing massive minutes. Tyler Hero is playing massive minutes. Jimmy Butler came straight back and played 35. Bam's playing 36 a game at least. What do you like here for Miami? Because we get Hero and Bam in the teens for ownership. It's all single digits on FanDuel. I don't know what to do with these guys.
That game went to overtime, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think Hero, Butler, Bam all look pretty good. Hero and Bam are the two getting ownership on DraftKings. Bam at 8K, Hero at 7,100. Butler getting a little bit less at 8,500. Nobody else really getting anything. I think that makes sense. You know, Adebayo's reasonably priced even with Butler back. You didn't really see his salary increase all that much when Butler was out. So I still think he looks solid. Same goes for Tyler Hero, who, you know, is likely to give you 32 to 34 minutes in regulation. So to me, those two are the ones that I really like. And then Butler and Lowry look fine as like a last piece in type guy.
I think Butler's pretty interesting in a GPP, 8,500. It just sucks that he's only power forward eligible, but at 5% ownership, it wouldn't surprise me at all for him to have a big day if he's just able to play 36 minutes a night. He's the guy that I got to the most on FanDuel. He's 9K, but he gets the MPE. So you buy an extra position for $500. Just a weird team right now. I don't know if they're like just axing Duncan Robinson again. I'd like to see him get traded at the deadline to somebody that's actually going to play him. See if he can find a shot.
So the Lakers or the Nets?
He would be a great fit on the Lakers.
Seems more likely they would send him there than to the Nets also.
Yeah. For Memphis, I don't think that we could talk about this team right now. They are on a back-to-back. We had no Steven Adams yesterday. I don't know if Jaren Jackson Jr. is playing back-to-backs, so we don't know the status of Adams. We don't really know the status of Jaren Jackson. Bane is out still. Zaire Williams is still out. We don't know the status on Laravia. The trickle down here could be massive. Like, if everybody's back in, you kind of know exactly what you want to do with Memphis. If you want to play Ja or Brooks, Conchar, Jackson, Adams, you know, you get to those starters. If Adams is out again, but Jackson's still in, you know, we're looking at the Brandon Clark playing 30 minutes yesterday. If they both end up out, we start looking at guys like Xavier Tillman at the flat 3K. Santi Aldama is at 4K. He becomes really interesting. I just don't really know what we can do with Memphis yet.
Yeah, I mean, you know the guys that you're going to like, you know, no matter what, you're going to like Ja Morant. He's 10-6. He's averaged 1.5 DraftKings points per minute in the games without Bane and with Brooks this year. If Adams is in, he's just going to look fine at 5,700, should give you 28 to 30 minutes. Dylan Brooks, 6,200, 14% ownership. He's going to look fine. It looks like we right now have Jaren Jackson projected out, so that would open up more usage for guys like Brooks and Morant as well. Santi Aldama would look good at 4K, particularly if he's starting. 4,700 for Conchar is going to look fine. But the Steven Adams news is huge, because if he sits again, you still have a $3,700 Brandon Clark with power forward eligibility. He was 60% owned yesterday. He would probably be there again today. I played him like 98% yesterday. I would probably do the same thing today. He's a good point per minute guy. He's 3,700 power forward eligible. There's just no real reason to get cute if Adams is out.
Right. And if it ends up being Adams and Jackson, like, it gets really squirrely. You're jamming Aldama pretty easily. like, you know, Tillman becomes interesting.
If Jackson and Adams and Laravia are out, I think Tyus Jones gets kind of interesting.
I got that.
Like, he's back sliding everybody up 300 on DraftKings, and you could really see him playing substantial minutes alongside Morant if all of those guys are out.
Yeah, we got to remember that they're playing Miami. This team doesn't have a four. It's Jimmy Butler. Anybody can play the four for Memphis today.
Right.
Like, if you need to slide everybody up, and that's John Conchar, that's David Roddy, that's whatever guys you want to put into those spots, like, they don't have a matchup problem because of that.
If Jackson is out, so, like, I assume Santi Aldama starts in place of Jackson if Jackson is out. But, like, you could just very easily get a closing lineup where it's Morant, Tyus, Brooks, Conchar, Clark.
Yeah, agreed. Not a problem at all. It starts to become a very, very interesting team. Unfortunately, Tyus is 5,200 on FanDuel, which sucks. Like, Brandon Clark's 4,600. FanDuel kind of got out in front of some of these prices. Those are still solid enough plays. Like, Brandon Clark, if he's starting today in place of Steven Adams at 4,600 power forward center, is a good play regardless of that price tag, but way better on DraftKings. We just have to wait until we get their injury report, which I guess will happen at like 2:30, something around there.
Yeah, probably. I assume it'll happen 30 minutes after whenever I record the video.
There you go. Perfect. Well, let me know when you record that. Yeah. Anything else for Memphis?
No, just a big waiting game, but there are going to be a lot of pieces that look good, I think.
All righty. Guys, I do want to touch on BetMGM quickly. The World Cup offer is gone. We don't got to talk about that anymore, but if you want to sign up at BetMGM, there should be a link in the description. You can get two free months of Stochastic Plus Platinum and up to a $1,000 risk-free bet when you sign up, make a deposit, and make your first paid wager at BetMGM. If your risk-free bet loses, you'll get a refund issued in site credit. You got nothing to worry about whatsoever. I don't know what else you could possibly want. Look at that smiling man on the screen. He's telling you what to do. Two free months of Stochastic Plus Platinum and up to a $1,000 risk-free bet. Again, link in the description for you guys. Take advantage now. That is the best deal you're going to get. If you're watching this show, at the very least, I assume you would want two free months of Stochastic Plus Platinum. Another one that's kind of tough to talk about. The Phoenix Suns are 3.5-point dogs in Dallas, 221 total. We do not currently know the status of Chris Paul or Torrey Craig. They played yesterday. Murmurings that Chris Paul is working his way back and could be available here, so I don't really know how to project them, and I don't find them to be all that interesting, even if everybody is still out. Do you like anything for Phoenix, assuming Paul and Craig are out?
Assuming they're out, then sort of. Cameron Payne's still 6,500. That would be a pretty interesting option. Devin Booker at 10K would still look good. It is a pretty unappealing matchup, though, against Dallas, so you do have to factor that in. Not as appealing as some of the recent matchups we've gotten for Booker. Ayton at 7,500 would still look okay as well, but nothing. I think this would probably be the least appealing Phoenix has looked in a while, even if those guys are out.
Yep, and if Chris Paul comes back, unless I haven't looked, but unless Chris Paul is like accidentally min-priced, they're just all going to look way worse.
Yeah, Paul's 7,200 on DraftKings.
Okay.
I assume you'd be getting like 28, 30 minutes from him and then the rest going to Payne.
Yeah, it won't be much. So I don't have much to say about Phoenix. When you face the slowest team in the league in Dallas and you've got everybody already slightly priced up, it's not good. Dallas, on the other hand, is kind of interesting. We've got a Q tag on Christian Wood. He was out with an illness, missed Saturday's game. But if he is back, that looks pretty nice to me. I still don't know the status on Kemba yet. You know, we need to just hear that he is going to be available, but I assume he's getting closer and closer to being able to play for the Mavs at this point. Clearly, if you want to play Luka Doncic and you can get him in a lineup, go for it. He's 11-9 on FanDuel, pulling 20% ownership, and I think there's going to be enough value on today's slate that that's not really a problem. Tim Hardaway has been playing pretty well out of the starting lineup so far. Minutes have increased because of that starting lineup spot, but I'm pretty interested in $6,600 Christian Wood if he is in this game.
Yeah, I think he looks okay. The issue is that he's center only on DraftKings. He's pulling 4% ownership. It looks fine, but you know, I don't think it's more of just like a pivot away from Clint Capella, for example, than a spot that I'm really actively looking to get to. Hardaway is the only guy here pulling ownership on DraftKings at about 18%. It makes sense. He's playing more minutes, like you said. Shooting guard, small forward, 4,600. The production, I think, is still going to end up being inconsistent. You're talking about what is ultimately still a scoring dependent player who isn't particularly efficient at scoring. He's playing more minutes alongside Luka now, so you're just going to get games where he does disappear. But at 4,600, if you know you're able to project 30 plus minutes, he's still going to look like a pretty good option.
You expect to get to Luka today? 12-7.
Probably not too much. Like, that's a hell of a price tag.
It really is. Really is. Ah, man. It's just an easy team to talk about. Most of it's gross. I'm intrigued by Wood. I shouldn't have said that like that. But, you know, whatever. We'll be fine. I'm going to close this one out with a team that we, like, sort of can't talk about, but at the same time, what a hammer we've got here. Indiana Pacers, 10-point dogs in Golden State, 241 total. That's the highest total on the slate by 10 points. We already know that Tyrese Haliburton is out for today. We don't know the status of TJ McConnell, which has major ripple effects. He's currently projected as the highest owned player on FanDuel and DraftKings. I left him out because he didn't play yesterday and I don't know his status. So, like, I didn't think it was going to get me anywhere, but we're not even going to have an idea until 4:30, likely. This one's going to be a disaster. But what we can say is that whether TJ McConnell is in or not, most of Indiana looks incredible.
Yeah, this is going to look like a really good spot one way or the other. It's just a matter of, you know, McConnell's status. We have him projected in right now, and we have him at 62% ownership. It would be very similar to the Brandon Clark if Steven Adams is out spot, where he's just so cheap, I'm not really going to care as long as he's starting. In 11 games started over the last few years, McConnell's averaged 35 minutes per game. He's averaged one fantasy point per minute this year without Haliburton on the floor. It's just the situation where he's so cheap that as long as you're expecting him to play, you know, upper 20s, if not more minutes, he's going to be really difficult to get away from. Nembhard's going to look good. He's only 4,200. He's averaged 0.92 DraftKings points per minute without Haliburton on the floor this year in 176 minutes played. He started in his place yesterday, played 37 minutes. I think that one way or the other, there's going to be a lot of minutes available for him. My guess, if McConnell is in, is that you get the same starting lineup as yesterday, except McConnell starting for Aaron Naismith. But they really just didn't have playmakers yesterday. So one way or the other, I think you're going to get a lot of minutes for McConnell and Nembhard. If McConnell's in, they both look like they should be really popular. And then you get increased opportunities for some other guys as well. Limited sample this year, but 1.18 DraftKings points per minute for Buddy Hield. Only a 20% usage rate, 66% true shooting without Haliburton on the floor. So probably comes back down a little bit, but he's going to look fine. Miles Turner's seen a bump in usage without him out there. 27% usage rate, 1.36 DraftKings points per minute. Jalen Smith, you know, you kind of know what you're getting. Well, you don't know what you're getting with him, but you're getting somebody that's going to play anywhere from like 18 to 30 minutes and average about a fantasy point per minute. So Mathurin can certainly see more minutes. He's 5,400, played 32 minutes, closed yesterday. He's going to look really good, pulling about 20% ownership. There's a lot to like in this team.
I love it. Mathurin seems so easy to get to at 4,200 today. And I think you could make that move whether TJ McConnell is in or out. I mean, Mathurin, or I don't know why I said Mathurin. I meant Nembhard in that case, but Mathurin is also great. Nembhard played 35 minutes with Tyrese Haliburton in on Friday. So I think he's in for, you know, 28 at a minimum, and that price tag works. I gave him 35 minutes right now. I think it's going to be nice, but
35 for Mathurin?
No, for Nembhard.
Oh, okay.
I went to 30 on Mathurin.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. But 10-point line, that's not fun to have to deal with. Although I think like someone like Nembhard might just play no matter what. That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, and like yesterday, they lost by 16, and you still got all of these minutes. So, like, obviously, if Golden State just completely runs over them, but it's what you talk about a lot with blowouts. Like, the game can end up being a blowout and still not really have an effect on DFS. And then also, you know, like, you shouldn't be doing anything other than maybe just taking a minute or two off of, like, your projection for these guys.
Drop Rose is flying in with the stupidity. Buddy Hield plays more minutes on the road.
Sure.
Golden State. Klay Thompson is in, sat out Saturday on the back-to-back. What's interesting here is Q-tag on Andrew Wiggins, Q-tag on Jordan Poole. If you ever wanted to catch these guys a break, today feels like the day to do it. Klay Thompson is 16% owned on both sites, but Draymond's 20% on FanDuel, 13 on DK. Steph is around 10% on both sites. Wiggins is 15% on FanDuel, but I prefer him to sit. Kevon Looney is 16% on FanDuel, $4,500 power forward center. It's an incredible matchup against Indiana. I mean, they're missing their best player, or pseudo best player, at least, depending on how you feel about Miles Turner's defense. But that said, like, they could also free up 70 minutes of rotation, create a little bit of extra value, and still be 7-point favorites in this game. Kind of hard to not like Golden State here.
Yeah, I agree. Who do you think plays if who do you think starts if Wiggins is out?
Kuminga.
I'll say either him or DiVincenzo.
Yeah, I think it'd be Kuminga. It's like sort of the like-for-like defense wing guy.
Yeah.
But no great feel there. If he does, he's 3,200.
Yeah, I'll say he's 3,200. DiVincenzo's 3,500. Either of them would end up looking like good values. Curry, clearly, if you can get there, great. He's just another, you know, pay-up guard that looks good. Another, you know, he's like a 1.55 fantasy point per minute guy this year. Klay Thompson, Draymond, Wiggins, if he's in, those guys all look reasonable. I don't think they really stand out, but I think they look fine.
Yeah, I mean, Steph 10-9, 10-3 on FanDuel. I'm getting a little bit. I'm getting to Clay like I legitimately always do. I'm getting to pretty much all the starters. I'm not sure that I love the 17% ownership going to Looney on FanDuel, but I could see it. You know, he got back up to 27 minutes in both of the last two games. You never really know what he's going to be out there for. I went to 23. I ever really feel comfortable in what I project him for, but that said, a 241 total for this late night hammer. Like, you just need a lot of pieces. If you're in first before this game starts, you can confidently say that you are going to tumble after it's over.
Yeah. Wouldn't be confident unless you have a very big lead.
Oh, this is going to actually be pretty fun. 336 divided by 11 is 30.5. 384 divided by 12 is 32. Yeah. Buddy Hield playing like an extra minute on the road, man. Buckle up. If he's gonna get that extra minute tonight, you might have to get Buddy Hield and everything.
Blitz said no Naismith love. If McConnell's in, I assume that he's starting in place of Naismith, and you're getting like 20 something minutes from Aaron Naismith, who is terrible.
I gave him 28 minutes with Naismith out, and I don't find him to be
McConnell out.
With McConnell out, and I don't find him, like, he's a good point per dollar play. There's just like a bunch of better versions of him on his own team already.
Yeah. If McConnell's out, you can at least like consider getting there. If McConnell's in, I don't have any interest.
I legitimately won't have him on FanDuel. He's 4,500 in shooting guard only. Like, that's preposterous. 3,600 with the best eligibility you could have. That's different. Anything else? Is a fun slate.
Yeah, no, I think that's it.
All righty. You'll have injury report video and GPP videos later today.
Yep.
Deeper dive with Lofi at 5:00 too.
Cool.
There it is, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Hit the like button on your way out the door. Shout out to Prize Picks for being the sponsor. Shout out to BetMGM as well if you want to get 2 free months of Stochastic Plus Platinum. We are going to get out of here. Good luck today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.